This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are an opportunity to reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, we feel the connection between us and Allah because we're fasting during the day and at night we're engaging in acts of worship. We become more conscious of our character and conduct because the hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, fasting is not only about staying away from food and drink, etc., but even staying away from foul language, staying away from that which is hurtful, harmful, abusive, etc. Cleansing your heart from enmity, from hate, and so on. All this is a part of the fasting. So when it comes to these 10 days and the fasting that we are supposed to be engaging in with the first 9 days, we must understand it's an opportunity to reconnect with Allah. And every time we reconnect with Allah, Allah gives us a day of joy at the end. And this is why, take it seriously. Try your best to fast during these 9 days. It is not compulsory. It is sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and in fact, it is derived from the hadith that says that Allah does not love good deeds more than he does during these 10 days. So that's the reason why we would engage in all sorts of acts of worship. Now, if you look at the fasting, if you were to fast, say, as a family, or if you were to fast a group of friends and so on, it starts reminding you of Ramadan. And Ramadan has a unique feel. It has a spirituality and it has this feel that is amazing, subhanAllah. So during these 9 days, you would get a little bit of that feeling. Imagine staying away from something in order to earn the pleasure of Allah. That is discipline. Islam is all about discipline. It's about practicing restraint, staying away, being able to control your nafs, yourself, your soul from doing things. You must be in charge of yourself. You must take charge or be in control of what you want to do, what you don't want to do, to the degree that Allah has allowed, or to the degree that Allah has given you that capacity. So every time you stay away from food or drink for the sake of Allah, or you're fasting, you stay away from venting your frustrations, from becoming angry in a way that you start swearing at others, tell yourself, I'm restraining myself, controlling myself for the pleasure of Allah. Yes, I will get a reward for it, full reward for it, but becoming a better person, leaving behind a legacy, teaching and training the people who look up to you or who look at you, those around you, those whom you interact with. They learn great lessons by watching you. Restrain yourself, control your anger. You're not supposed to be getting angry when you're fasting. Similarly, fasting is prescribed in order to develop taqwa. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to develop a connection with Allah, to become more conscious of the do's and don'ts. That's what fasting is all about. So this is the reason why it's very rewarding to fast. You know, when you fast in Ramadan, yes, you fulfilled the obligatory fast. But when you do it now in Dhul-Hijjah, it's voluntary. It's your own. You want to do it. And Allah says, every deed that the son of Adam does, or human beings do, is for them. The benefit will come to them. And it's for them in the sense that they will have a fixed reward for it. When it comes to fast, Allah says, it's for me. I alone would deal with it and will reward it and will multiply that reward. Subhanallah. 10 times, 70 times, 700 times, and whatever Allah wills and wishes. So my brothers, my sisters, it is amazing. Let's try our best. Some of you may not have already started the fast, but even if you don't do all of the days and just a few days, not forgetting the day of Arafah for those who are not in Hajj. So if you're not in Hajj, the day of Arafah has such a great reward. We've said it, we repeat it. It will wipe out the minor sins of the current year and the following year. So the year that has just passed by and the year that is about to come. minor sins wiped out when you fast for the sake of Allah, bearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, and this is a chance to reconnect with Allah. At the end of every fast, you have goodness, the goodness of opening your fast with beautiful food that will taste a little bit different because of the spirituality of the fast. Secondly, the opportunity to supplicate to Allah, the dua, and istighfar, meaning seeking forgiveness of Allah. So my brothers and sisters, let's engage in a lot of supplication, a lot of remembrance of Allah through good words, through praising Him, and lots of repentance and seeking forgiveness of Allah, because He loves that so much. May Allah forgive us all. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.